Welcome to Local Business Focus. Joining us on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, this is the first episode of a show called Renovating in WA. So over the next 26 weeks, we'll be bringing you information from experts in the field of property renovations.
Correct, yes.
So what led you to producing this show?
Basically, it started because we were looking at the fact that we needed to educate, or people needed to be educated better and have more knowledge about renovating in WA specifically and the issues that are relevant to WA. There's a lot of TV shows out there at the moment, renovating shows and things on TV talking about, you know, can renovate the room and for this price and for that much. But you'll find that most of them are, or primarily, either Eastern States based or American based. They don't talk about any legality requirements, any council requirements, any, you know, building structural requirements. So we thought that, you know, it is best if people want to give it a go, let's just help them along the way and make sure that they've got the right information to start with.
So can you get yourself into a lot of trouble if you don't know what you need to do?
Absolutely, yes. There's always something that can happen on a renovation that's unforeseen, even for the experts, even for people like myself doing it, you know, long term, there's always something that can crop up. So you've just got to make sure that you've got the knowledge up front, or you've got someone to help you every step of the way.
Because you do often see houses for sale, renovator's dream, and they will be at a bit of a discounted price. But at the end of the day, you might not be saving that much money.
Correct, because you don't know what needs to be done until you go through it to find out, you know, how much it's going to cost, and it could actually not be beneficial buying it. So, and the other part is as well knowing what you can do and what you can't do. There's, you know, the Building Commission regulates all the building works and the building industry in WA, and then you've got, you know, the Electrical Licensing Board that makes sure the electricians are all doing it the right way, and the Plumbers Licensing Board is actually through the Building Commission as well. So there's all these things and all these legalities that go through that these guys and the tradespeople have to work to make sure it's done to Australian standards, to the industry standards, to make sure it's, you know, safe for you to live in, as well as, you know, it working the right way.
Because we're talking here about getting some tradies in to do some of the work, but then you do often have people who just try and do it themselves.
Correct, yes.
And that's where we find the problem.
Absolutely. If they don't know what the Australian standards are, number one, if they're not sure, or they don't know what the, you know, licensing requirements are, then, yeah, they could be doing things the wrong way.
So what kind of things will we be covering in the next 26 weeks? What sort of people will we be talking to?
All right. We're going to actually cover from concept through to completion. So from the onset of someone going, I want to renovate, through to talking to accountants, building designers, plumbers, electricians, a home theatre entertainment, security, even through to suppliers that for tiles, carpets and your plumbing fixtures, you know, all the way through to your patios, your landscaping, all the way through to a real estate agent that can talk to you about an investment property at the end.
Because it's one thing to have an idea, but it's all those tiny things along the way that you don't really know.
Yep, which is why we've also got a builder coming on board, and he'll be there through a few of the different segments, just to let you know that when it comes to one of the legalities, we're all bound on residential to the Home Contracts Act, and that's, you know, the builders have to work to that. So we'll have a builder on board that will actually help people out, and it's always good to have a builder in your pocket. Mm-hmm. So that can give you a hand along the way.
And I guess also a designer, because you might have an idea to say, I'd really like to do this, but oftentimes it might not work out that way.
Correct, exactly. Yeah, if you've got someone there helping you, they can help you with colours, they can help you with design, and, yeah, that's something that we'll talk about as we go through.
All right, well, for today, let's start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Where do I start?
Where do you start? The very first thing you should do is work out why you are doing it.
Right.
You want to renovate? Where do I start? Why are you renovating?
Because, you know, the neighbour's just renovated.
Why did the neighbour renovate?
Yeah.
So the thing is, you could be renovating because you want to sell the property. So you want a quick turnaround, get it done, get it sold. Or it's a rental property and you want to get a nice tenant in there. the other option is that it's your house and you're thinking, well, I could move, but no, I'm going to stay here, renovate my property. So you need to know the why. That's the first thing. And the purpose of it. So if you are staying in your home, are you staying long term? Do you want to make it suitable for your kids to stay so that they've got, you know, a separate space so they can stay longer? Because it's a lot harder, obviously, at the moment for people to get into their own home. And we seem to be dragging it out. So, you know, find out the reason why. Make sure you have your purpose. And then get ready to start.
Well, is there a process to go through to find out that why? I mean, you know, if you do have a partner, a husband or a wife, or, you know, you might have different ideas, should you spend some time in going through, you know, what your why is and your why and those kinds of things?
Yes, definitely sit down with your family. The people that live in the property that you're talking about, if it's your home, talk to the family. Have family discussions. Just let it banter back and forth and go wise, because when you start, what we recommend is you start with a checklist and you go through room by room. So if you've got kids in the house, you're going to be going through their room. Find out if they, you know, if they're going to be in that room for a few years, find out what will keep them happy, because they spend a lot of time in their rooms. Mm-hmm. So work through a checklist. An example of that checklist would be a property condition report that a lot of property managers use. And you can find that on the Department of Commerce website. And that's actually set up so that you actually start from the top of the ceiling all the way down to the carpet. So it'll do ceiling, paint, your lighting, your flooring, your door hardware. It even does your cabinetry and your tapware. So it goes through every little thing. Light switches, power points, do you want to change those? They have to be added. So if you go through a room, you look up and go, right, do I want to paint it? Majority of renovations is a yes for that. It's the painting transforms a property. But then look at your lights. Do you need to update your lights? You know, door furniture, have you got the old brass ones on there and they no longer work with what, you know, your idea, your vision for your home is? So, you know, start that process, do your checklist and walk through it slowly. And then ultimately what I recommend is work out your priorities. What is it that needs to be done over what is it that you want to do?
Right. Okay. So that after you've gone through your why, prioritise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously, you know, that's working to a budget.
Absolutely. If you've got a budget that you have to stick to, then you definitely want to make sure that you don't go over it. And you want to maybe put down everything, start from, you know, worst case scenario, put down everything that you do want to do as well as what you need to do. And then when you get the pricing in, go, okay, we can bring that back a bit. So take off those wants and stick to the needs and do what you know will make the property better rather than just more comfortable for you as well.
Should you sort of expect a bit of a buffer, like a 5%? Here's our budget.
I would actually work on more the 10 to 15%. Right. It's probably better because there's always something that you want to do which will lead into something else. So, yes. And this is the thing. When you start like, oh, I want to change the painting, oh, now the carpet looks old. So you look think, oh, I've got to change the carpet. And then, you know, the lights are all yellow. Oh, so we better look at the lighting. So it, one thing will lead into another. So always allow for that little bit of a buffer. And, yeah, 5% probably is too low. The 10 to 15% is always there. And it's also a provisional sum that would be recommended as having throughout the process as well for all of those unforeseen things that can crop up in a renovation.
Fabulous. So work out your why. Mm-hmm. Department of Commerce for the Property Condition Report will help you in that way.
It gives you a good list. It's a good starting point.
Yep. Set your priorities, set your budget.
Absolutely.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Local Business Focus. Sue Daly from Into Property, proud station sponsor.
Thank you, Sally.